Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe. So the Adel DeSoto Minburn School District is moving into 2021, celebrating homecoming today. Now, last year, homecoming was vastly different than what is going to be experienced this year. So can you just walk us through a little bit of the activities that are going to be going on today?
Well, we are just super excited to have homecoming look like we want it to. You know, our 21 homecoming activities really get off the ground Thursday. We have our Tiger Fest, which has been a wonderful community celebration that we started a few years ago. So Tiger Fest is back. It really goes from 5:30 to 7 on our high school campus back at the practice fields near the stadium, where there'll be all kinds of games and inflatables and food and fun. You know, so we're really looking forward to Tiger Fest. That includes a senior autograph tent by our athletes. And then we have a pep rally that will feature our band and dance and cheer teams and our fall sports. You know, that's also at the stadium starting at 7. And then immediately following the pep rally, we will do our homecoming court coronation. So that's really the high point of the night, followed by what's really a fun tradition at ADM, and that's the Powder Puff football game, and that will start approximately at 8 o'clock. So a lot of events starting at 5:30.
Now, in terms of, you know, homecoming this year, we've kind of talked about it a little bit, how it's a far more normal homecoming than what happened last year. But, you know, looking back on last year, what did homecoming look like back in 2020?
You know, that's a really great question, Dustin. I don't have a great recollection of it, which tells you that it was so modified that it wasn't very memorable, which is sad to me because our kids look forward to it so much. So what I do remember is that it was modified. We did a modified coronation in the gym, and there was no Tiger Fest. So that was all canceled due to COVID. So we're really excited to have this look much more normal this year.
Now, as we've kind of talked about and mentioned a few times here, we're talking about the Tiger Fest. Huge celebration for ADM to really get into that homecoming spirit and encapsulate really what homecoming is in a nice festival for people to participate in. You know, in terms of community involvement, how important is Tiger Fest to the community being able to get involved with homecoming week at ADM?
It's really special because we have parents and community members of all ages and kids of all ages, and it just brings us together and it gives us a chance to celebrate. The weather's going to be great, and you know, schools are at the center of our communities, so you know, having Tiger Fest is one way to really bring us all together and celebrate. So really special moment for us.
Now, coming into this Tiger Fest and the tail end of this homecoming week, which will end, of course, with the ADM Tigers facing the Atlantic Trojans for Friday night football and then the homecoming dance as well. You know, what do you hope people get out of this? Meaning the student body, the community members with this return of the homecoming. You know, what do you hope people get out of this celebration?
It's just a time to be together. It's a time to celebrate. The football game is a lot of fun. We have big crowds. You know, the student section has been large and they've had so much fun. Our football team is playing well. It's just been so much fun, especially when you compare to, you know, what things were like last year and what kind of experiences weren't available to our students. So, and then of course the dance is always fun. That's the culmination of the homecoming experience for our kids, is to go to the dance on Saturday. So really it's about first and foremost the experiences for our students. You know, that's what's most important. And then we all kind of come along for the ride as staff members and parents and community members, and we just have a lot of fun with them.
Now, just kind of one more thing to really wrap up that homecoming week. You know, you kind of talked on that right there, how it's really that experience for the students. Now, the current seniors in the Adel DeSoto Minburn School District haven't really experienced a normal homecoming as upperclassmen, as their last year would have been their junior year, and homecoming, of course, you know, was extremely altered. So, you know, for those seniors at the ADM school district, what do you hope they take out of this homecoming, getting to experience it in a normal platform?
I think I anticipate them maximizing it out. I mean, I've seen our seniors and our upperclassmen have a lot of fun. They're really trying to soak it all in because they're really aware of what they missed last year. It does make me sad for the senior group last year that was impacted so much by the things that we weren't able to do. And it, you know, conversely, this year's senior group is really trying to have fun and just maximize the time because it does go so fast. And we just hope that they make really great memories that they'll remember a long, long time.
Now, kind of shifting focus, there was some legislation that was passed that prohibited school districts from requiring masks. Now, recent events have led to a pause in that legislation that has been allowing school districts to re-implement mask mandates for their school districts. Now, can you talk to us a little bit about where ADM currently stands on that issue?
Yes, I can, Dustin. It was actually an injunction that was invoked by a federal judge. So it was something that was put in place through the legal system. So it did create an injunction that put the state law that prohibits school districts from requiring masks in abeyance. So no longer at this point are school districts prohibited from requiring masks. So really the decision making, you know, kind of reverted back to, you know, local districts and local boards of education on that particular issue. Our decision at ADM is to remain with masks as optional for staff and students. So we have not changed course. We are remaining masks optional, you know, at this time.
Now, in terms of that decision for the ADM school district to remain at that mask optional level, is there any potential in the future that that could change depending on the kind of landscape of the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, Dustin, as we've attempted to navigate, you know, these waters since March of 2020, you know, the common language that's been used is that, you know, all these things are subject to change and we'll respond accordingly as we really look at the data and the circumstances that are affecting us here locally. And so that's what we'll continue to do. You know, we hope that things stay, you know, as they are, and we can and certainly remain optional and also keep minimal the types of mitigation that are in place so we can focus on teaching and learning and the school experience as it's meant to be. We have a lot of things to do from a teaching and learning perspective that we want to get at and focus our energies in that direction.
And that was our conversation with ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.